Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We're coming in hot with some turkey and cranberry sauce for you guys. We're inspired by Thanksgiving.
No. I was like thinking, oh, what could I wear that's like a little bit more Thanksgiving vibes?
Yeah.
And then it popped up and I was like, oh.
We already did it.
Jackie went with the, like, I don't even know what color that is.
Like camel. Like, so I'm like stuffing.
Camel. And I'm the cranberry sauce.
Actually, before we dive in, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food? Like, what has to be on your plate?
Mash, for sure. So I'm a double carb. Oh, actually, I'm really like a triple carb girl.
Okay.
Because like, duh, we have to get the bread roll.
Ooh, yes.
I mean,
yeah. Duh. Standard. It's already on the
especially
plate.
When it's Hawaiian roll.
Ooh, I mean, sweet no Hawaiian better. Roll. Yes.
But I have to get mashed because it's just classic. But then I also love me a sweet potato casserole.
Ooh, okay. Do you like when it gets crispy on the top, soft, with the marshmallows?
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I can't just do sweet potato casserole. I gotta like have the mash mm-hmm. too. Because like I can't miss out. I just love, if you don't know this about me, I love potatoes yeah. in every form. Now, which is ironic that my least favorite form is fries because that's like everyone's favorite
yes,
form.
Yes, it is the go-to.
That's my least favorite form. Okay. I will eat them, but yeah. it's my least favorite. I love like mash, baked potato, like cubed potatoes, fried potatoes, like hash browns.
Yeah.
Like I'm that kind of girl. Like any potato.
Yeah.
Like love it.
I love it. And then gravy. Forms. Are we putting gravy on top of the mashed potatoes?
Some if butter. It's good gravy, you gotta yeah. test it first,
okay.
you know?
Yeah, that's fair. I get that.
It might be like one of those like nasty can ones or like the jar ones that you're like,
oh, that's you know how terrible.
You know how it doesn't have like the, so that's what my family does because no one makes the gravy really.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not putting that one. But if you made yeah. like the gravy like with the scrapings
yeah,
and the
when
juices
you use it
and
from
you put
the
some
meat.
Flour,
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Down for that.
Yeah.
But no, not from like...
I'm the same way. I would agree with you on that.
Like, you got to taste it.
Yeah. Like sometimes you when you have like the buffet set up or whatever, like on a cruise yeah. ship or something, and then you see the gravy and you can tell it's like one of those where it's like a large
it's
bat
like watery
from a bucket
clear
yes.
or something.
And it's
yeah,
like starting
like,
to like
nah.
separate. And I'm like, that's not it. Like grandma didn't yeah. make that gravy.
I don't know. I'm not. Okay. So I love me some cranberry sauce. That's a controversial topic
yes.
because people are like not into it.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it.
Me.
Like plop it right out of the can.
Yeah. Boop. I am not a cranberry sauce girl. So I'm like,
yeah.
yeah.
But I also can't have it touching anything either. Okay.
Okay.
So
that's fair.
Like,
there are people.
I eat it separate.
Yeah. That's pretty common for like the Thanksgiving plate because it's so many dishes that people want that separation. They don't want it all yeah. just like souped together. Yeah.
I'm like, can we go to like those like metal pans yeah. that have all their little
yeah, the little like separation squares. Yeah.
So what I usually do is I get a small plate and then I go back for if I want something else because I need to keep them separate. Yeah. And, you know, plates aren't that big.
No, they're not. So everything just smushes together.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
But I'm also not really like a turkey's okay if it's cooked right, but like I prefer ham.
Me too. That's me yeah. 100%. I'm always just yeah. like
yeah,
it's
so
not,
usually
it's the least
like a honey
flavorful.
Baked ham.
Ooh, that's yes, super delicious.
Honey baked ham. Somebody usually gets that. Mm. And what else? I don't like stuffing.
That's my favorite. That's what I was gonna say. I'm like, I could eat that. Like, just like put that
that's
on
why
my
she
plate.
Chose this color.
Yes, because I am stuffing. That's what I decided to dress up for today on the podcast. Stuffing.
Yeah, no, I'm not a stuffings girl. I can't say that I eat it and I'm like, you know. This is the most awful thing ever tasted, but I
yeah.
I don't think I've ever put it on my plate for Thanksgiving.
Oh, so you don't even like let it, like you're not like getting a tiny scoop to just have it be
no.
part. No. So you don't mm-hmm. even grab it. Okay.
Nope.
Yeah.
Just all carbs. Oh, yeah. And then, oh, you can't forget the mac and cheese.
No, mac I mean, and cheese. Yes.
Throw the mac and cheese yeah. on there too. So it's pretty much like all carbs, a little bit, like usually I'm like, oh, I'll do one bite of turkey.
Yeah.
And then a little bit of ham yep. and just, I live on the carbs.
Yeah. What about green bean casserole? Is that
ew, I hate
no?
green beans.
Oh man, I could just live off of it. Like my plate, it could just like so I'm same with turkey, not a huge fan. I'll eat it because you have to. Like and it's fine, mm-hmm. it's whatever. But it's not my favorite where I'm like making a huge pile. But I'm definitely making a huge pile of mac and cheese, the stuffing, and the green bean casserole, because those can all melt together in like yeah. flavor palette wise. And then the mashed potatoes, obviously, like for me, that's like delicious with gravy and stuff. Sweet potatoes, I'm pretty finicky with those. I'm not the hugest sweet potato fan. So like the sweet potato casserole or like the way that it's served has to be right for me to like get a ton of that. And then I'll go back for seconds, depending on how that was.
Were you there when I lit my sweet potatoes on fire?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, actually, somebody talked about it this time. So I ruined them, quote unquote, last year. They're actually still pretty good, but
it was the Walmart marshmallows.
No. So I lit the marshmallows on fire. So long story short, my cousin has like one of those like where it's like a bigger oven and then a small oven. And they're like, oh, put in the small oven down there. Don't put marshmallows that close to.
Oh, yeah. Little, it like, forced it to be higher up to the burner.
If, like. Correct. Yeah. So don't put it in a mini oven because then boom, lit on fire.
It just literally, and it like we're not exaggerating, it literally caught on fire. Like
flames. The whole like, thing. So anyways, luckily my cousin was going to like be getting rid of the oven anyways. I mean, not that it broke the oven, but I was just like, ooh.
It was small enough to, like nothing bad happened. Like the room didn't fill up with smoke or anything, but it was
I
just
was like,
funny.
I can't get that out. It's going to burn me.
Oh yeah.
And then, no, the worst part was that they had the little silicone things.
Oh, yes.
To, like, right here.
Yeah, not a real oven mitt. It was just the little, like, pincher, like, just hand.
Oh, my God. And they wanted me to get out with that. And I was like, hell no. I am not getting it out with that. Your oven's going to blow up before I do that. So then my brother saved the day.
Yeah.
But so then the year before that. Actually Gabby, whose house I lit their oven on fire, she did sweet potatoes, and I don't know why, Gabby, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry, I'm not sure why, but she poured the sweet potatoes in with the juice.
Oh wait, I think you guys shared this to like make
you
not feel
there,
bad
I think.
Oh,
you were there, didn't you go both years?
Yeah, but was that at your mom's house though?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, she made the sweet potatoes.
Like, oh, and then she brought them.
So
okay.
The year before.
Okay, gotcha.
So you know how you like drain the sweet potatoes and then you put it in? She put the whole can with the juice in it.
Oh, I see.
So when she brought it, it was like soup.
Yeah. Like, I would have been like, are you like the texture doesn't, I'm not going to eat that.
No, that's 100% what she was like. She's like, guys, I messed it up. It's really watery. And we found out, she's like, I didn't know you had to drain. So anyways, guys, we're hurting on sweet potatoes, so hopefully this year.
This year, you guys are like wanting it. Yeah, like someone needs to get it right for you guys.
So she's making it.
Okay. But she knows now.
Well, she's like, I'm going to do better this time.
Thanksgiving is like, it's definitely, Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners are like one of those where like you're making something in like a larger quantity. You're trying out a new recipe.
No, it's always maybe it's like a family recipe. All the time, you're like, oh my God.
Like it's something stupid. Like where you're just like, man, like. Did I put salt in that? Like, it's just like the silly thing. So it's just, I feel like everyone's got a story to share like that. So it's fine.
And the worst is like when it's like a dish that like, if you try it, you're like removing a whole bite.
Yes. So you,
like
you
something
don't
you
want
bake
to.
Like a cake or something. Yeah. And you're like, well,
we'll see.
Hopefully it's good.
Hoping for the best.
That'll be good. I'm not like, I don't really eat that much on the holidays.
Yeah.
I know that's so like weird, but I really don't. I usually am like talking to people and I like take a bite of my sweet potato and whatever, and then I move on.
Yeah.
Like what gets me is the appetizers.
Ooh, like all the snacky like stuff that's sitting out.
Yeah. Like put an onion dip there with some Lay's. It's like
Ruffles with ridges there. So you can get a mega scoop.
That or like, you know, somebody has like my cousin always brings like ground beef, cheese, whatever.
Oh, like the meated dip. Queso. Yeah. Yes.
Meated queso. Yeah. And that too, if you just sit between those two, like I'm full by the time food comes out.
Oh, and then bring out the charcuterie board. So now we've got like the cheese and meat and crackers and like I'm full. I don't need dinner anymore.
Yeah, I just wish they would like, we should really just do a Thanksgiving one year where you just like snacky snack. Like you eat it with your fingers and it's like fun stuff.
Yeah.
Like jalapeno poppers and like, and we just all just eat instead of doing like a proper meal.
Yeah.
Maybe people would be against that. I'm not against
that. I don't know. I think the thing about Thanksgiving is it's just so much work with the food itself. Like you have to think of like the turkey, like that's in the oven all freaking day long. And so I'm just like, who came up with that? Like, I don't care for that at all. I could skip
that. And we do like turkey lunch. We don't do like, you know, like the proper dinner that like people do like 7 p.m.
That's too late. Doesn't do that. No way. No.
Yeah. So we do it earlier. Yeah. So
your lunch, dinner, like, and then you can come back for more.
It's like dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you feel like about potlucks, though?
Oh, potlucks. I know this is a controversial topic. I go to potlucks. I participate in potlucks, but I do have like a feeling about them where it's like, it depends on who's there. If I'm doing store-bought or homemade. And then it also depends on like what I'm eating too. Cause I do have like a, not like I'm like icked out by homemade food, but I do kind of like, like how much did this person touch this? How long has this been sitting out? Like,
did they wash their hands after wiping their
like,
butt?
It's just like certain dishes where you're like, I know there's a lot of work involved in this. So I know that this like has been sitting around like all
you're like,
day.
I knew they had to use their hands.
And they also have like five cats at home. Like, I don't know. Like, I know that might sound like pretentious, but I think I sometimes let that like come into my brain where I'm just like, I might pass on that, but I'm gonna go to that over there. Looks really good. Like they've got that at Chick-fil-A. That looks good. It's in a plastic wrapper still.
Have you ever done the move where you're like, that looks good. Who made this? Yeah. And then they're like, you know, Anne, and you're like, oh, and then you just keep moving on. Have you done that before?
I probably have, but just like didn't even like, yeah. Like I can't think specifically, but for sure I probably have been like, oh, very nice. And you just go to the next one.
Anne's house is dirty, so we're gonna pass on that one. Yeah, I'm kind of like a roll with the punches.
Yeah,
I don't know if I've ever eaten something because it's somebody's, like, just because I've just, there's not much that grosses me out. Yeah. I also am like, oh, with cooking, things cook out. I'm like, whatever.
Yes.
I'm gonna live.
Yeah, so I don't think, like, obviously, like, we're not gonna get, like, food poisoning, like, salmonella, because obviously, like, that stuff's getting cooked out with the heating process. So, like, we're safe. Bad stuff won't happen.
Yeah, theoretically. Yeah. Even if they use their hands on like a croissant to make it and they didn't wash it, theoretically, when it gets baked, like, are the germs going to survive?
Yeah. And you're right. We've eaten worse. Like,
oh, fast food. Yeah. God knows what we're eating. At restaurants, God knows what we're eating. But I think I'm the same way as you. Like, if it's like a big, say we're doing like a potluck at church, mm-hmm. I'm more inclined where like I'll buy like a big Stouffer's mac and cheese or something. Yep. If it's like a personal friend or family, I was going to say I'm more inclined to make it, but I'm like literally thinking I bring Stouffer's mac and cheese every year to my family's.
But like that's an example of something that like everyone likes that though. So it's not so much you being lazy where it's like.
Yes, because so my family's like we're really big on Stouffer's mac and cheese. Like we all love Stouffer's mac and cheese. Yeah. So it's kind of like what we like.
And why would you like fix something that's not broken? So like why would you go and
try?
It takes
90 minutes in the oven.
Like why are you
going to
go try like a new recipe if everyone already likes that one? So I feel like that's kind of like, I get that. So I don't think people would like frown upon that, be like, dang, like she's buying like a frozen meal and she's not going to make this from scratch. Yeah. Like that's, there's like an exception to that one, I feel like.
I put a lot of work in that 90 minutes that it goes into the oven, which is, by the way, a very long time.
It is, like all of those dishes when I'm always like, this is gonna be a fast dinner, and I'm like, this, nothing about this is fast.
Like it's literally like, I think even the family size one that's small, it's like in the microwave it takes 17 minutes. Like what the heck. Anyways, so I put a lot of work into my mac and cheese. But I love a good potluck. Yeah. I'm one of those that I don't think, because a lot of people don't like them because they're like a hodgepodge.
Yeah. Oh, that's a
good
point.
But I love a hodgepodge.
Yeah, me too. Sometimes I want some queso with like a random like slider and meatball combo over there.
Exactly. I'm like that too. Yeah. But some people like a theme, you know? Yeah. They're like, it should be like Mexican. But I'm like, give me the Mexican with the Italian with the American.
That's
like,
true.
But I don't have like a finicky stomach.
That's true. Yeah. Because I feel like we don't get to have that. Like, I don't, if I'm having Italian night at the house, I don't get to then randomly have the random chicken slider over here mixed in with like the five different variations of cupcakes that somebody brought. So, like, I love that I can just make my plate crazy.
That's a good buffet.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, this is why I'm obsessed with cruising, because I literally get to eat every food that I want because I can't make this for myself every day.
Yeah. Alvaro literally got a hot dog. So he got a slice of pizza, and then he walked up to the boardwalk and got a hot dog, and then he went up to the pool deck and we got nachos. So it's like
perfect day.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's basically a potluck. But you know it's going to be good.
Yeah. So I love it. Yeah. It's just my preference. Yeah. But a lot of people don't like potlucks.
Do you think it's a red flag if people show up with a like – purchased item, if it's one of those where you're meant to bring like a homemade item? Like, do you feel like
it's like family or friends?
Yeah. Oh, like, well, it doesn't matter, just like anything where it's like, hey, we want these all to be like homemade dishes, and then someone just shows up with like the pack of chips and salsa. Like, is that like the like, ugh, this person didn't put in effort? Like,
if it's something a chill night, like say you're having a cousin's night and everyone's like, oh, just bring something. And like one person grabs a box of wings, somebody grabs like a dip. That's totally fine.
Normal. Yeah, because that's like the kind of the standard. We're looking for casual game night. Like bring your snacks.
But like if you are going to be like, I'm going to, I don't know.
Like, everyone bring a dinner dish to share. And, like, yeah, you've like, got, like, you got, oh, can you bring Susie chicken? Over, yeah, Susie's over here bringing chicken breast. You know, Billy's got the mac and cheese. We've got, like, fajitas over here. And then I show up with just everyone's like I would think everyone would just be like, really?
Or they show up with the rotisserie chicken, which is bomb too. That's a great
actually
idea,
I don't know if I would scoff at that though. I'd probably be like, that's good. Chips and salsa, like, that's a cop out. Like, you're lazy. Like,
they come with the 7-layer dip.
Yeah. Oh, the store-bought one. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Why are those always like, they're so, when you make those, they're delicious.
Yes.
But then, like, when the store-bought ones always fall flat. Why? Yeah,
because everything is, like, there's, like, no seasoning in the guac. I feel like it's a very bland guac. It's never, like, what you'd make at home. And the salsa is always, like, medium. So I think that's why. And then the beans are, like, seasoned with nothing. So I feel like that's why
it always falls flat for me. Anyways, I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
I know. Like, get our plates ready, guys.
Okay. So we had something to talk about today because we're just like, so Jackie and I are like really big true crime fans. You know what I mean? Like, we just love us some true crime. I'm waiting for, gosh, I'm just saying this right now. I'm like, this sounds a little harsh, but you know, that carnival girl that got murdered?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there will be a true crime about it because according to, like, it's speculated that it was her stepbrother.
Ooh, I'm ready.
So we need to know more.
Yeah. Who's picking it up? Netflix? Who do we got?
Which, by the way, all the people that are haters, they're like, oh, my God, cruising's so unsafe. Like, look at this girl. She got murdered. And the second it happened, I was like, I guarantee it wasn't probably by a crew member.
Yes. I think people fail to understand the level of security takes place. Yeah.
Well, not even that, but, like, tell me the last time a crew member, like, just murdered somebody on the ship and left them. Yeah. Like, I didn't realize how many crews. It's like plane crashes, right?
Yeah.
Compared to plane crashes, like, they happen so little.
Yes.
Like, out of, you
compared
know,
to all the
how many take off.
Yeah.
Okay. So we wanted to break down, actually. We were talking about this the other day. Like, why, you know, in one of our little, this is why we have a podcast. One of our little rants on the phone, we're like, why do we like true crime so much? Like, why do we like hearing like this girl was murdered in this manner by this guy who also murdered and like, you know, I won't say the word, but why are we interested in that? Like, why does it like fuel us?
Yeah, like surely something's wrong with us psychologically if we like love to tune into a good like crime podcast or TV series, like, right? And that's why I'm like, it's something wrong with us. And so that's why we had to dig. We had to go find out the details. Like,
okay, so a 2021 study in social psychology and personality science found that people, especially women, were drawn to true crime because it teaches survival skills and helps them avoid danger. So some people said that they learn about the red flags in people, how victims were targeted, and how to avoid similar situations. So they basically think it's like acts like a mental self-defense class. In essence,
that's cool, but I definitely don't use true crime as a class. I'm not taking tips on survival from a documentary.
Yeah, so. Like that personally, that's not me. Like, no. I don't live like, but there is a lot of people that live like a scared life.
That's true. Like, they're a little bit more fearful, and especially something like that where they're like, oh, this lady got abducted at Target. Like, oh no, like. Whereas I'd be like,
listen, we know those people that reshare all of that. Like,
yeah.
How many times have you seen the reshares from like certain people that are like, ladies, be careful. Yeah. People are targeting, you know, outside at the stores.
That's true.
Don't take money from somebody or don't do this because they're going to take your kids while you're not looking.
Yeah, like, and I'm just
not saying that doesn't happen.
I'm just here to find out what happened. I want tell me what happened. Like, I want the story. Like,
exactly. But it's not something that like I go around fearing or thinking. So basically, psychologists say that true crime provides the illusion that if we understand what happened, we can prevent it from happening to us. And it also satisfies the brain's need for closure, something real life doesn't always provide, which is why we get pissed when we watch a whole thing and then they're like, call this number for tips so we can still find this person. We're like, this has been going on for 40 years. You haven't found the person?
I only watched this because I thought you were going to give me closure and tell me who done it. Like, this is trash.
Yeah, it's like really disappointing.
Yeah.
So women are the biggest consumers of true crime.
I believe it. You have to think of like us, right? Like everyone talks about it. We love a juicy like crime documentary on Netflix. Like we're all diving mm-hmm. in. As soon as one friend talks about it, like we're in. Like we're here yeah. for like a whodunit. Yeah, Tony as well.
But I do think it's a lot of women that like their husbands don't really care for TV or whatever yeah. that are like they're all. I just don't really know any. Like female that doesn't watch true crime.
I know. That's why I was like trying. That's like I can generalize this statement by saying that like we all love it. Because like, I haven't met anyone that's just like, nah, not for me. Like I'm just like, no, we're all like, did you watch the one that just came out last week? And then we all are like, yes. Like,
yeah. And I love watching them. So I don't tend to watch them alone anymore mm-hmm. because Alvaro likes yeah. them. But I used to all the time in our other house watch them alone. And I would, it was always when he was working, I was yeah. like, man, like, do I, like, would this ever make me scared? But it never did.
No.
But it was funny. One time I was watching, I think it was Dateline. And, which by the way, Dateline's so underrated. It's great.
Yeah. It's pretty savage.
I love Dateline. Yeah. So anyways, I was watching TV and like, it was about this girl that basically like literally the power like was cut off in her house and the phone lines cut and all that kind of stuff. And he made his way in and like murdered her. And literally as I'm watching this, I'm by myself, by the way, and like my electricity just shot, goes.
And you thought you were next.
And I was like, oh, okay. So I did, it did feel a little bit like, it just made me think for a second. I was like, okay. So what I did was I opened like my blinds to see if anybody else's lights were on.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like a neighborhood blackout or something. Yeah.
Yeah. To see, which I always wonder like, maybe I'm dumb, but I'm like, unless you're in the garage, how do you cut the power? They're digging up your grass?
Yeah, that's what I think too. Especially, oh, maybe neighborhoods that have over, like the power lines like over, that are like, then it's going to come to like oh. the side of your house. But some, like I think yeah. a lot of new neighborhoods now, everything is like underground. So like, I get that because I would think the same thing. I'm like, did I they guess dig maybe a
the
hole?
Panel in the front yard? Can yeah. you cut it from the panel in the front
I mean, yard? I guess it would be kind of like, you'd have to have some tools know. Like to like open that up. Like,
anyways, so I was like, oh, and I didn't see any lights on in my neighborhood. I was like, okay, it's everyone. Okay, I'm not being targeted.
I'm safe.
I'm safe. Okay, so 70 to 80%. There's two polls. One was like a YouGov poll, and the other one was New York Times.
Yeah.
70 to 80% of women, are
viewers.
True crime podcasts and viewers. Blah, blah, blah. This one I can't speak. Are women.
I believe that. I believe that.
But they think the theories are that it comes from safety. So women experience like more fear every day, they say.
What?
But I just.
That doesn't apply to me.
Like, mm-mm.
Maybe so I just say, I need to be like humbled. Maybe this is a problem, like my own problem.
No, you don't want to be humbled. That would be like somebody takes you or something.
No, that's true. I don't want that. Everyone, listeners, I don't want to have this. I don't want to be on a crime documentary to like. Learn. Like,
I almost ended up on a crime documentary. Ooh. I think the other day I was like, you know how you do something and you're like, maybe that wasn't smart.
Yeah,
like, you know, you think of after.
Yeah, I do stuff like that every day.
So I had this guy, I was getting gas. Yeah. It was in the day, but I was getting gas at Wawa, and this guy like comes and knocks on the door, and he's like fine. He has like a white shirt on, like maybe dress pants on, but like a white t-shirt. Yeah. And he has like the teardrop like tattoo.
If we know anything from
So he has like tattoos on his face or whatever, and he's like a light skinned black guy
yeah.
with like piercing blue eyes.
Ooh. Oh.
I mean, I didn't think he was cute yeah. at all, but like he had like the eyes that were just like beautiful.
Yes.
And so he knocked on my window and I was like
yes.
And so he was like, hey, I have a job interview and for Lauderdale, and I just need some gas. Yeah. Like, do you have any mm-hmm. extra spare change or whatever? I need to fill up my tank. And I'm like, no, I don't have cash, but like, I'll like put my card on your,
yeah,
like, you know, I'll tap it and yeah. whatever. So I was like, you can use, you know, I was like, I'll give you $15. So I went over, I'm like walking across. Yep. Mind you, I have like my Pilates socks on shoved into my
so sandals. Like, you're not wearing sneakers where you can run away, like, easy target.
So I'm like walking to his pump. Yep. I like tap my card and he's like, I'm like, just like put like $15 or whatever. And so like, not that I think he thought I was going to walk away, but like I was standing there like waiting for it to hit 15,
yeah.
you know, like,
yeah,
I didn't want to just walk away. And then he like
gets your card up to like a gajillion dollars or something.
So I'm like standing there and he's like trying to make like small mm-hmm. talk, you know, and I'm just like trying to be nice, but I'm like, oh, just hurry up.
Yeah.
So finally he like stops and he's like, oh, it's at 1501. Is that okay? And I'm like, yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to give me? Like,
no, suck the gas.
Yeah, fix that. You got to siphon that fuel back out. There's a hose.
So he like, he has like kind of like, you know, not a great car. So you could tell like whatever. And he did put the gas in. Yep. He didn't take my money. So then I like got the receipt and I was like, oh, you know, he kind of did like a little pass where he was like something like, you want to go out tonight? And I wanted to say, like, I almost just, like, to be joking, like, joke with him. I almost wanted to be like, is this how you pick up women? Because, like, this is not a good method. You know, like, this is not it. I was like, I'm married and have children. And he was like, oh, like, nothing. Yeah. I walked away and he was like, thank you so much.
This guy without a job, how was he going to take you to dinner?
So I, like, get back in my car while my own gas is pumping.
Yeah.
And, like, I see him, like, knocking on somebody else because I'm
– yeah.
I mean, yeah, there's $15, but, like, at the same time, he has to go to Fort Lauderdale. So, like, I'm sure while he's at a gas station, he's like, let me see if I can get a little bit more.
But also, I'm wondering if this is, like, a common scam because I had a guy approach me at Walmart asking for, like, money to, like, get stuff for a job interview. And I'm just like, is this what they all say where they're like, hey, like –
did you give him gas?
Yeah, no, I gave him cash. Because I'm just such a – this is why I'm going to get abducted is because, like, I'm too – I literally, like – and I even thought to myself, I was like, I'm such an idiot as I was walking away. Because I'm like, he's taking that money to go do who knows what. I mean,
you didn't see him get gas?
No, because we were, like, inside. So then I just gave him the cash and then, like, we went our separate ways. Like, I wasn't going to be like, where is he going? Like,
yeah.
But well, he definitely told me he was up for a job interview. And I was like, I hope you get that job. Here's the cash. Like,
I did the same thing. I mean, I will say that – I will say that he literally told me – because I was like, oh, where are you applying? And he was, like, quick with it.
He had a story together.
He was like, I'm applying at AT&T. Okay. It's off of blah, 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 Boulevard. Like, he gave me, like, details.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up. No. But
maybe
so whatever.
This is a good one, though. Like, obviously, two of us, is like, this, it worked.
Is this how we have to go, Jackie, to get our tanks filled? We're just like,
I'm trying to get a job. Like, can you help me?
I need to get to my kid's school. And then we just slowly get it filled up by people.
Yeah. A bucks at a time.
But anyways, people were smarter than me. I mean, not smarter, because I'm always like, God, like, they could do it, even though I know he got the gas because I filled it.
Of course.
But I'm like, it doesn't matter what they do with it. It's like your heart. I don't need to worry about it. That's it.
That's what I told myself when I gave him the cash. And I was like, he's surely not using that for his, like, whatever he needs for this job interview.
He doesn't even have a car.
He's just walking up to people everywhere. Like,
but other people were smarter because I was watching him. Yeah. He only did it, I think, one time. And then he went back to his car, asked somebody else. They did the whole, like, where the window's like, like an inch,
just this much,
and they're like, what do you want? And I was like,
where he like could have reached in and like done something to you, like you gave him the space.
I did,
yeah. And then other people were like, no, you're getting a sliver, like speak through the hole.
So needless to say, like, Jackie and I, we didn't learn anything from these creatures.
No I learned nothing. And I always tell Tony too, like, I talk to people, like, Tony's like, you're too nice. Like, you're like letting them talk you into things and talk to you. Like, they're getting time to like have the second person show up and take you. And I'm just like, oh, like, I am like, it's inviting. Like, I'm always like, people talk to me in the parking lot, or like I'm standing out somewhere and then someone's just like, oh, like just random questions. And I'm just like, yeah. And then all of a sudden I'm too nice to like shut the conversation down. And I'm like, this is the time someone's going to come up behind me and grab me. Like, this is how they're going to do it. And it's going to happen because I'm too nice.
But the beauty is Jack and I do not live in fear. We just kind of roll with the punches. And if, you know what, it's like, if we go out, we were going out being nice.
Yeah. I hope that's how they look at it. They're like, that dumb girl. Like,
I sent this reel to Jason. It was like a true crime documentary. I don't know which one it was. Yeah. Now I got to watch it. And it's like, this girl obviously died. I don't know how, but her friends are describing her and like, they're saying mean things. Like, they're like, you know, she was like taller than all the other guys. And she kind of had like her, you know, her freckles weren't like very cute.
Oh my
and she
gosh.
Just like, wasn't, they're like, she just wasn't like the cute girl, you know? And then the other girl at the end, she was like, you know, she wasn't big, but she was like bigger, you know, like a house. And I was like, oh my God. And somebody was like, don't even give me a true crime documentary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I don't want people to have to describe me that way.
Like, oh, my God.
Where they're, like, super raw with their descriptions and they're just awful.
Like, no, and it was, like, ironic that the girls that were saying these things, they were, like, not cute themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're just like, don't be a meanie.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Wow. Yeah, true crime brings out the meanies in people. But I also did, like, I find that it's interesting, though, because the other points into why we're so addicted to true crime is that, like, we love the puzzles, like you had mentioned. And then also mm-hmm. it's, we like to consume this because it's outside of our normal behavior. We don't have stuff like this happen in our lives. So we, yeah. our brains like something new and different. So I yeah. think that applies for me. Cause I definitely like, for when sure. I see these different storylines, like in the narration and stuff, I'm like, ooh, like, I don't know this. I've never heard of this. Like, this is wild. It's kind of like blowing my mind that they got away with it for so many years. So I feel like that's a sense of like truth for mm-hmm. us as well. Cause we don't have yeah. anything to compare to that. Especially nowadays with like the amount that we can have, like the consumption for of sure. true crime.
Yeah, that's why I think I also love like anything like CIA or war related yeah. is because I just am like, I love this. Like, I wish I could be like Sidney Bristow mm. in Alias and just like, you know, have a whole identity yeah. and like, I was going to say like go and kill people, but I don't want to go kill people. But like, you know, like yeah. you're like fighting the good fight. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I think that that's the same reason also why we like those yep. style shows mm-hmm. is because like the same thing. It's like, you're like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's watch it.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
Some of it's creepy though. Like it what is. Was the one that was it not Blackbird? What was it called? Blackbird?
That one with the guy that was in jail. Yes, that one was. That one's like the storytelling on it was really good, but the story itself. Oh my God, the actor itself, was
incredible. Yeah,
he was amazing at like portraying that character. But definitely very
when
creepy.
When he talks and like yeah. so soft yeah. and I'm like
it made him
super I would
creepy.
Immediately like yeah. how he looked, how he talked, mm-hmm. I would just like he would open his van and I'd be like, "Nope."
Yeah, that would be one where it would like I think even as the nice soft person that I'm
I would run.
This is not the time to have the cute conversation in the parking lot and be nice. Like, you can
no.
walk away.
Yes. I don't know, Jackie. I think it's to be hard for us, but we would be like, we would be at the end. We'd be like in the van and we'd be like, we shouldn't have. Why didn't we?
Like, we know better because we're not dumb,
we're
but we like,
so
we're
just nice.
Like, oh gosh, I put myself in this situation. Tony's going to be so annoyed with me.
We're talking as if we're not going to about to be killed. He's going to be so mad at me. And you know that
we're going to survive. We would survive an abduction. We're fine. We're strong girls. We could get out of there.
Strong girls. I think I really could. I think some people like I would be totally. I think this is the difference. I think a lot of people think they get fooled into the whole like, I don't want to fight mm-hmm. because maybe he will let me go.
Yeah.
I would fight till my death.
Yes.
So like I wouldn't be scared mm-hmm. like oh
to give
let
it a
me
try
not do this because yeah. he might kill me yeah. I would be like he's gonna kill me no matter yeah. what so let's go
yeah like, I agree I feel like that's I'm what they try. Taught us as kids where
it like, seems like no one does that
no but I do remember these conversations not like in a DARE program in elementary school but like where they would just be like you know always like scream but don't say help because people don't take that seriously anymore like say mommy so that like other moms are going to instantly be like oh is that my kid and then they look you know and I'm like okay yeah. like this is all like I'm going to keep that in my database like and then I'm always like thinking my like poke their eyes kick them in the balls I'm like what can
oh, 100%.
I do
like, yeah. but in the moment you're like
yeah
deer in the headlights what do I and then we're in the van and yeah. we're like oh my god we didn't do anything yeah. we said oh my gosh
who's gonna Anyways. Pick up the kids sir
So another thing was that it said repeated exposure to violence can reduce empathy, especially Ooh. If episodes are binge watched. YouTubers and podcasts have talked about openly about compassion fatigue, which, hello, that's the hello. News. Like, that's the news.
It's already society. Like, we can't blame yeah. podcasts and true crime documentaries for that.
But listen to this. Okay, guys, I've been saying this on the podcast. Everyone can, they know. Remember how we've had this conversation about how, like, I think it is just an illusion that it is unsafe now.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. compared to back then. Because, like, back then there was tons of serial killers. Like, you kids were getting snatched. Mm-hmm. Like, all the things, right? We now have cameras. Like, when was the last time there was a serial yeah. killer? All the things. But people are convinced that today is worse.
Ooh.
So it says it can distort your view of the world. Violent crime rates in the U.S. have dropped massively since the 90s, but heavy true crime viewers tend to believe crime is rising, danger is everywhere, and strangers are more dangerous than they statistically are. This is called mean world syndrome.
Ooh. I agree.
I agree too.
It's like, it's not that we're more dangerous now. We're definitely dangerous back in the day. It's safer world. But like we just.
Yeah, there's still danger now, but it's less.
Yes. But I think we just have it in our face. That's all.
And news. Yeah, that's social media. Yep.
That's the only reason we are in fear is because it's constantly like we're seeing it on social media. Like you said, like even when like, you know, the random girl posts like, watch out, ladies, don't go to Walmart today. There's a guy in the parking lot. Like it's because we have that post all the time. Like,
yeah,
that's the only reason we feel like it's a more dangerous world today. But it's really not.
Yeah.
Like we're just walking around giving money to people like for their job interviews. It's fine.
I always go back to the whole like, you know, like back in the day, like you could have been in a saloon and like somebody could have like you would have, I don't know, answered them the wrong way or something and could just like bah, and walk away like and they would fights. Never be arrested or anything. Like they'd be like, well, Heather went.
Yeah.
And that's it.
That's it.
So, that's how she went. So like they just wouldn't care.
Yeah. No, it's true.
And there's not like they're doing DNA swabs and all that
stuff. No, that's the stuff that always blows my mind. I'm just like, when you watch the true crime documentaries that are like from the 70s and 80s, and I'm like, dang, how fast this would have been solved if they could have just gotten a DNA sample open there. Like a microscope. 100%. Like, what do we got? Like, we're so lucky.
What was that one that would have, I mean, they solved it, but it would have been faster if,
like with today's modern technologies.
What was the California guy that was so creepy? He looked like the devil.
I don't know. They're all melting together. We've watched too much. Like,
he's the one that they like would go creepy. Like to their windows and he looked literally like the devil. And he was stayed at the hotel that girl died in the water tank.
Oh, yes. I can't remember, but I know exactly because that one was like a couple years
ago. He was so creepy. Yes. Like his face, everything. Like they would have probably solved that so
fast. Yeah. That's always like where I'm just like yelling at the TV. I'm like, dang it. What year was this? Oh, they don't have DNA samples. Can't do it. Like,
by the way, when did DNA sampling come out?
I don't. Obviously 80s? Not. Far enough 90s? Back enough for us to help us with all these. I mean, it makes the story better that it takes so long for them to be like, and we measured footprints and where they're like looking at blood splatters with like a piece of tape and that's all that they have. I'm like,
so many lives could have been saved if somebody figured this out sooner, for sure. Okay, so these are not like, I came up with, well, I kind of searched just like petty, funny, like, is it petty or is it like a red flag? Okay, just because it's kind of, we're in the topic of true crime. So it's like, what is a red flag and what's petty? Okay. So this is non-serious at all, but hiding your favorite snacks from your spouse, is it a red flag or is it petty?
Neither. It's normal.
For example, let me give you an example. If there's one pumpkin Reese's left. I'm gonna hide it so no one eats it, including Alvaro.
Yeah, but what is that? Is it a red flag or is it petty? Or is that fine? And apply. What our husbands that's petty.
Petty?
But then we probably. Say, like, that's fine.
Jackie's like, I do that all the time.
Yeah, I don't want them to eat my stuff. And then I don't want to feel guilty if I finish it all.
Yeah, I don't. So if I commit to it and I hide it, I don't feel guilty.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. You shouldn't feel guilty.
I don't feel guilty.
Yeah. No. Because then they don't know. But if like they saw the bag of Reese's and then they're like, but where'd they all go? Then I'm like.
I'm pretty sure your family knows it's you.
Yeah. No, they know. That's not a good example.
Okay. So these are like, these could be like either way. What do you think if they have, they're saving screenshots of suspicious behavior just in case, like screenshotting text or they print out text. Is that a red flag?
Just in case. Yeah, I think it's a red flag, especially like in a relationship. If we're going to break down like somebody else's relationship and they're doing that to their partner, then yes, red flag.
100%. Because that is like absolutely weird. I can't even imagine. I've never printed out text in my life.
No, that's so like early 2000s.
That's so Real Housewives when they like bust out. They're like, did you say that? Okay, keeping location services on your partner.
Red flag. But we've talked about this. Like, I think you and I are like, we're the minority in this. Didn't we like pollers and like check stats on this? And there's a lot of people who actually like follow their friends.
It's okay to have your location services on like your spouse as like a,
for safety, right?
I don't know, like a just in case or whatever. But the there's a lot of people that do that and like they really actually look.
Yes.
You know, like all the time.
Like that's, if your kid is walking home alone from school, turn on location services so that you can make sure that they get home safely. If your husband is in a career field like yours, where like they could be in a point of like, I can't call you right away, and like you just want to make sure that they like made it out of like this scary situation, then yeah, location services on. But for like everyday casualness, not necessary.
No. And friends, don't even get me started with that. That's a friendship red flag. Absolutely. I dare somebody to be like, be my friend on Find My
I'm going to send you a request and see what you do.
No.
No.
Do you think it's a red flag if a guy does not let you have the opposite gender friends?
Ooh. Yes. Well, I guess it depends too, because like, are we like really like new in this relationship? But I would take it as a red flag. Like, obviously you have an insecurity maybe that you're like, what are you worried about? If I'm dating you, like, why do you care if, you know?
So I think that it depends on the relationship. I think in dating, it's kind of like you're kind of crossing boundaries to be like, you can't.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think being in a relationship that I would be hanging out with a guy just like by myself.
Oh, of course not. Yeah. Like I'm not going to like, we're obviously married now. So I'm not going to all of a sudden go to the movies with another guy by myself. Like that 100% like, is like not okay.
Like, so like if you mean friends that you would hang out with, I would like be like, I get that.
Yeah. Like if we're having,
maybe, I wouldn't want you hanging out with Stacy either by yourself.
Yes. I guess I'm thinking more or less like in the group, and maybe that's totally different then. Maybe that's wrong. Like,
yeah. In a group, I don't
like
think
if we're having a barbecue, I'm like, if boys and girls are coming over, then.
No, I think that's fine. Yeah. But like this, like friend.
Yeah. Like, are you guys going to lunch by yourselves? I don't like that.
Yeah. I'm not into that. Yeah. Don't like that.
Red flag. Like you're supposed to be having lunch with me. Like,
also, that's another topic. Do you think that guys and girls can just be friends?
Oof. This is so hard because like we're married. I'm just like, what are people doing nowadays?
What's crazy is this is such a polarizing topic based on gender. Mm-hmm. Because every guy will tell you no.
Yes, but girls will say yes.
Because they will be like, he likes you.
Yes. I guess that's true because we can friend zone a guy. And think that like, oh no, that's just my favorite guy. Like we go to Target together and like we get Chipotle together and like it means
but
nothing
a guy
to her.
Wanting a girl?
Yes. He's 100% being like, one day she's going to be mine. Like I love this girl. Yeah.
I agree. Because like a guy like doesn't want to hang out with a girl.
But I think they do because I'm a girl. I'm like, he's hanging out with me because he just thinks I'm cool.
Like I think a girl's totally okay with hanging out with a guy.
Yes. 100%.
I don't think a guy genuinely wants to hang out with a girl by herself.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think so.
No, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's like true. Like no debate.
So girls will be like, yeah, they can be friends. Yeah. But like at the end of the day, most relationships, it's always somebody likes somebody.
Yes. And then it's sad because I think a lot of those friendships, they end up like falling apart because then it's like she really friend zoned that guy.
Or they really broke their
heart. Yeah. And then she ends up like dating. Obviously, like she dates somebody else. And then all of a sudden the guy's like, and he's not going to waste his time like going to Chipotle with her anymore because he lost her. He got friend zoned. So it's true.
So sad.
Yep. Sorry,
R.I.P.
boys.
To all of those. Okay. Last little game. Okay. So here we go. This is going to be us. So in this scenario, would you survive? Ooh. A stranger asks you to borrow your phone. What do you do? Me and Jackie are like, no problem.
I mean, yeah, I think I would let them use my phone. I don't know. I guess it's like, do they look so sketchy? Like, are we looking at like literally the guy's got the, you know,
it's
five teardrop tattoos, you know, and he's like cracked out and he has a knife in his hand? Then maybe not. Like, maybe I'm not giving him my phone, but like.
So it would need to be obvious bad.
Yes. Obvious bad where I'd be like, ooh, I don't know. Like looking around for help.
No, you have the window cracked.
Yes. We're like, my phone can't fit through. Like, sorry.
All right. Your Uber driver takes a different route.
I probably wouldn't even notice. I'm just like,
don't think I would notice either, because like, not that I take like Ubers by myself. I have, obviously, yeah. But like, I just am like looking at the window.
But also, I've been, even in Miami, I've been in an Uber where we were going someplace and the guy took like a back, like he knew to avoid an intersection and he went around, like around it. Yeah. So if I had been paying attention to like the map on my phone, I would have been like, ooh, that's not the like course that Uber put in for us. And I would have freaked out. But I like he.
But if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Do you go like,
I guess I'm just like, like.
So you wouldn't care.
No.
It wouldn't even be a red flag at all to you.
I'd be like, this guy is efficient. He's getting 5 stars. He avoided traffic. Okay, I think he avoided traffic.
So from what we've all learned, Jackie is too nice. She's just oblivious to a recipe any for bad people. She's like, everyone is so nice.
Yes. Yeah, I have a problem. True crime all only right. happens in the 70s and 80s. It doesn't happen today.
Okay, last one. Your phone dies, you're in a parking garage, and a random guy asks if you need help.
Is it cute?
You're like, what's he look like?
Same thing again. Is it obviously dangerous, or is this like normal? Like, it could be a guy who's also parked in the garage, but like, he's approaching, like, and I look like,
I think that one would alert me, for sure. I think I would be like, why are you coming up to me?
But did I draw attention to myself, though? Did I look flustered because, like, my phone's not, like, I don't know. Like, did I make it look like I was in distress and that's why he's approaching me? Because I feel like I would be receptive to that, too. Like, if I saw a girl in a parking lot, I think I would be like, okay, she's been standing there for a couple minutes. She's kind of, like, keeps looking at her phone. Like,
yeah,
you know, hey, like, yeah, are you okay? Yeah, it
depends if I look distressed.
Yeah.
But I also think that, like, I think guys are a little bit more, like the good guys, are a little bit more weary of trying to do nice
that's
things.
True. Especially
to
come nowadays. Off
creepy.
Yeah.
So, like, I would just be like, in a parking garage? This is like Taken status, you know?
It is.
Like,
it's a crime documentary. It's how every story starts.
In the parking garage at night at her hospital.
And the lights were all off and broken and the battery was dead on her car. The battery
was dead.
The
camera was also dead.
Yes, that one had been like broken so no one can see her. Security's already off for the day. So,
but it turns out it was a security officer the whole time.
Yeah. And he was really just a good Samaritan. Like truly. Like. Wait, I have one for you. What do you think of this new thing? I guess it's like a little bit new now. With Uber having female drivers that you can request a female driver.
Oh, I love that.
Okay. Are you going to be utilizing that, or are you okay with like a guy driver still shows up? Like, does it matter to you where you're like going to deny the ride?
So it doesn't, if I'm with somebody, it absolutely doesn't matter.
Okay.
If I'm in like an area that like, maybe I'm like, I think that I would for sure, because it's there, why not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that's valid. That's fair.
So I think I would be like, if I'm by myself, like say it's night and I'm downtown.
Yes, I was going to say that's a perfect example. Yeah.
I would be like, I'm going to request a female. Yeah. But I think because it's there, I think like, why not? I think I would always request a female if I'm by myself.
Yes, I think that's valid. Agreed. Yeah.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think, like it takes any like, anxiety out of
Which maybe. I didn't even think about it at first, where like that argument of like, you know, people who are hesitant, where they're like, man, I'm having to travel, like this is a business trip, it's in a new city I've never been to before, and now I'm gonna have like, you know, we're getting out of this like, you know, cocktail hour at 11 p.m at night, I don't know anything, like I guess I would prefer, like this reduces anxiety severely to be able to just be like, okay, I can just feel a sense of safety with a woman driver. So I feel like
And apparently all women are just in fear of their life.
Which that, I think that was like the other part of it where I was like, dang, like if we're offering this service, then there's truly been enough demand that has like asked for this. Cause I didn't even think about it. Like it's not the first thing that came to my mind. That's why I was like, oh, how interesting. Like surely people are asking for it.
So basically what we're learning is there's a demand for female Uber drivers and we need to like hop on it.
Yeah. And we can just be like all like cute and a study and be like, hey girl, you need a charger? Don't put yourself stranded in a parking garage.
You're like listening to Taylor Swift.
I got snacks, got water bottles, some mints, get your greens.
I would 100% be like a really like bougie Uber driver because I think that it doesn't take much to offer like if you get a huge bag of mints, like how much does that cost you?
Nothing.
Like I would do like little stuff like that all the time.
Like little, the little bottles of water that they could finish during the ride without having to go pee. Yeah, like you, what stuff do you like buy that.
Those for like $2 for like 24 everywhere. Of them.
Walmart, Publix, all of it. Like,
I would be the bougie one that would be like, I have this snack bag for you. Would you like?
Do you need a makeup wipe? What do you, I got all this stuff. What do you need? Like,
it's like when you go in the bathrooms of the bars and stuff.
There's
like
hairspray, body spray. I'm like, what do you need, girl? I got you.
Whenever I
like,
see the mouthwash, do people do that?
I think they, I have used the mouthwash that comes in like the pump. The one that like the Listerine comes out and you have like the little shot
cups.
Did
you tip her?
No, there wasn't, the girl wasn't like standing next to the Listerine. Okay. But like I did just was all like, yeah, like I'll take that. But like the other stuff when they offer it. Like,
is this free?
Yeah. When they offer it, I'm always like, even I think now, like back in the day, like I feel like that was like the club scene. So you'd be like screaming with your friends, putting like a dollar bill in her little jar because she'd be like misting you with like love spell. Like fixing the poof with like the hairspray. But like now I feel like I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, no, thank you.
Like even when they offer the like, you know, whatever towel to dry.
Yeah.
I'm always like, no, but then I have to tip you.
Yes. I know. I'm always like, I'll just go over here. The hand dryer.
Thank you so much.
I don't know why.
Because it's like a lot of, you know me, I'm not like a purse girl.
Yeah.
So like, I'm not in the bathroom with anything.
Yeah.
So like, I don't have anything. It's not because I'm being like stingy.
You literally don't have a couple dollars to give her.
And listen, I'm not going to be going all out and be like scanning your Cash App and all stuff in the bathroom. So like,
oh yeah, they have like a QR code taped to the mirror now. Like,
So I'm always like, I'll just get my paper towel myself. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you so much. The bathroom's clean.
Yeah, it looks great in here. It smells so good in here. Like,
and I always, do you feel the need? This is our niceness. Do you always feel the need to be like, I don't have cash. I'm so sorry.
Yes. Like, so like, just walking away. We're like, other girls literally just like beeline out of there. And I'm just like, oh, like, I'm so sorry. I hope you have a blessed night. Like, you're amazing. Like, I'm like, why? Why did I do all that? Like,
because it's like so much pressure.
But yeah, it is pressure. And I don't know why.
It's like when they do the tip in front of you and you're like,
yeah.
Yep. And they're just like watching and you're like,
and they swivel the screen around. I'm like, ugh.
Anyways,
that was good.
Yes, so fun.
I liked that chat.
Yeah, it was super good.
Well,
I love some true crime.
From Millennial Mom Chatter, happy Thanksgiving. We hope you guys have lots of carbs, lots of potatoes, maybe some stuffing. But yeah, enjoy the time with your friends and family. Hope you've enjoyed this episode. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
And we'll chat next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.